You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, our weekly dedicated design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Covering everything from typography to buildings, the show dedicates just a few minutes each week to delving deeper into the past, present and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's correspondent Sheena Rossiter reports on the checkered past of the Oscar Niemeyer-designed Hotel Nacional in Rio de Janeiro.
Down Rio de Janeiro's winding coastline, past the sands of Ipanema Beach, an Oscar Niemeyer legacy sits in the upscale neighborhood of São Conrado. Nestled between São Conrado's sandy shoreline and the lush Tijuca National Rainforest, the 33-floor, 417-room cylinder-shaped Hotel Nacional has only recently reopened its doors after being shut for 21 years. It's just one of several designs that came to be through the Oscar Niemeyer and Roberto Brulé Marx partnership, the same architect and landscape architect that created the Brazilian capital, Brasilia. After the success of the newly created Brazilian capital, the two paired up again to make the country's former capital, Rio de Janeiro, keep on shining. Designed in the 1960s, the Hotel Nacional opened its doors in 1972 as the pet project of Brazilian entrepreneur José Tujores, a hotelier in his own right and owner and operator of the Horsa brand. Plans for the Hotel Nacional were grand from the beginning. The original design presented by Niemeyer was expected to soar just as high as some of Rio's famous mountaintops, towering with a total of 55 floors and over 80,000 square meters in space. With floor-to-ceiling windows that face the sea to the south and the mountains to the north, the pizza-shaped rooms would be painted with the year-round natural sunlight that Rio has to offer. But thinking more conservatively, José Tujores scaled the project back to a still-soaring 33 floors. When it originally opened, it was considered the most modern hotel in Latin America, and it gave the upscale Copacabana Palace a run for its money, as artists of the time preferred the Hotel Nacional with its carefully curated Art Deco lobby, lined with the works from Argentina-born artist Caribe. And when the hotel became a hotspot for music festivals like the Free Jazz Festival, popularity really took off. But sadly, the heyday didn't last. As the Horsa hotel brand ran into financial difficulties in the early 90s as Brazil experienced hyperinflation, the hotel was sold to a private company. The company that bought the hotel then went bankrupt, forcing the Nacional to close its doors and become property of the state. But even though the hotel sat closed for years, it wasn't forgotten about. When the structure started to crumble and remaining vacant for years, the Niemeyer masterpiece was still named a heritage site back in 1998, an oddity for a hotel. And interested buyers would occasionally pop up too, with even Donald Trump expressing interest in buying the abandoned hotel back in 2003, only to eventually back down. In a public auction in 2009, the iconic structure finally had a buyer. Brazilian pharmaceutical entrepreneur Marcelo Gonçalves sold for a cool 85 million reais, about 26.8 million US dollars. The idea was to cash in on Brazil's big moment, as it was to host two of the world's largest sporting events, with the FIFA World Cup and the Summer Olympic Games just around the corner. But as construction inched forward at a Carioca casual pace, not surprisingly, the hotel missed the mark on both, only actually having a soft launch on December 15th, Oscar Niemeyer's birthday, in 2016, several months after the Olympics was over. The Hotel Nacional, or as it's known now, the Gran Meliá Nacional Rio de Janeiro, takes all of those who visit it through a journey back in time, with its design mirroring the original, even down to the waiters' Art Deco-inspired uniforms. And the hotel administrators will work hard to make sure that this edition of the Nacional remains open.
Our very special thanks to Sheena Rossiter there for that report on Rio's Hotel Nacional. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. And don't forget, you can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.